When life gets busy, pause, take a breath, and reset your mind. Download Mindset and listen to your favorite inspirational speeches to unlock your full potential.
Legendary investor, philanthropist, and a man who is one of the richest people on the planet, Warren Buffett has the golden reputation of knowing how and when to invest. Make sure to stick around for this video as we go over 10 rules for investors from the legend of Omaha himself. Let's start off with rule number one, invest in yourself.
By far the best investment you can make is in yourself. I mean, for example, communication skills. I tell the students that come that they're going to graduate schools and business and they're learning all these complicated formulas and all that. If they just learn to communicate better, and both in writing and in person, they increase their value at least 50%. If you can't communicate, somebody says, you know, it's like winking at a girl in the dark. Nothing happens, you know, basically. And you have to be able to get forth your ideas. And that's relatively easy. I did it myself with a Dale Carnegie course. Some people wish I'd taken a shorter course now in terms of my talking later on. But it's just hugely important. And if you invest in yourself, nobody can take it away from you.
As Warren puts it, investing in yourself is one of the most important things you can do to become successful. If you can't invest in your skills, talents, and know-how, how is anyone else expected to? On to rule number two. Your mind and body are so important.
The second thing, which I'll get a certain criticism for not living it, but I do tell those students, you know, that if I gave you a car and it'd be the only car you get rest of your life, you take care of it like you can't believe it. Any scratch you'd fix that moment, you read the owner's manual, you keep a garage and do all these things, and you get exactly one mind and one body in this world, and you can't start taking care of it when you're 50. By that time you'll have rusted out if you haven't done anything. So you should really make sure that you just remember that you just got one mind and body to get through life with and to do the most with it.
Having a healthy mind and healthy body is essential to making sure you are doing well not only in finances, but in life as well. Treat yourself like you would a classic car, and you'll see the investment last a lifetime. Rule number three, you are who you associate yourself with.
You know, the most important thing, aside from the things I've talked about already, is really who you associate with. You want to associate with people that are better than you are. I mean, basically, you'll go in the direction of the people that you associate with. And you want to have the right heroes. You want people, if you want to emulate somebody, you better pick very carefully who you want to emulate. And when, obviously, you can't pick your parents, they're going to have enormous influence on you, but you don't get a choice on that. But you get choices as you go down the line. And you, who you admire, who you want to copy, and the most important for most people in terms of that decision is their spouse. It's also important in terms of a partner in business, but the partner in life is the most important one. You want to pick a spouse that's better than you are, and then he or she, and you hope they don't figure it out too fast.
We are who we surround ourselves with. If you want to be better, stronger, smarter, or financially literate, you have to keep company with those who have what you are looking for. Rule number four, be smart about your investments.
If you're going to do dumb things because a stock goes down, you shouldn't own a stock at all. All you have to do is just buy a cross-section of America and then never listen to people like me or read the papers or do anything subsequently. They think that because you can trade, you should trade. You buy a farm, you buy an apartment house, you can't resell it tomorrow, and you know, the cost of moving around. Now you get something handed to you, liquidity, you know, which is instant. You can sell, and the cost of doing it are pennies, you know, compared to other kinds of investment activity. So because they can so easily move around, they do move around, and moving around is not smarter than investing.
Investing is a long-term game. It isn't something you can see a profit in within a day. If you understand that part of investing, you are already on your way to becoming successful. Rule number five, know your facts.
You do not have to be able to play three-dimensional chess or be in the top leagues in terms of bridge playing or something of the sort. You need a stable personality. You need a temperament that neither derives great pleasure from being with the crowd or against the crowd. Because this is not a business where you take polls, it's a business where you think. And Ben Graham would say that you're not right or wrong because 1,000 people agree with you. And you're not right or wrong because 1,000 people disagree with you. You're right because your facts and your reasoning are right. Certainly most of the professional investors focus on what the stock is likely to do in the next year or two. And they have all kinds of arcane methods of approaching that. But they do not really think of themselves as owning a piece of a business.
Understanding what you're investing in is an essential part of making smart investment decisions. If you aren't sure, be sure to either research it or move on to an investment you know more about. Rule number 6, care about your investment.
The real test of whether you're investing from a value standpoint or not is whether you care whether the stock market is open tomorrow.
Investments aren't something you just put money into and leave. You have to understand the different waves of investment, the highs and the lows, to make you a better investor. Rule number 7, don't overpay and keep an eye out.
A good business is the one that earns a high rate of return on tangible assets.
Very simple.
That's pretty simple, yeah. And the very best businesses are the ones that earn a high rate of return on tangible assets and grow. But even ones that don't grow, if they earn a high return on tangible assets, and then, of course, if you don't pay too much, they can be a good investment. They're a good business to start with by the high returns. If you pay too much for them, you can turn a good business into a bad investment. But if you pay an appropriate price, you can do all right. Now, the big mistake which we made in the early years was to try and buy a bad business at a really cheap price. And it took me about 20 or 30 years to figure out that wasn't a good idea.
The last thing you want to do as an investor is overpay for an investment that isn't worth your time. Keep an eye out for great growing businesses and opportunities that make your investment worthwhile. Rule number 8, understand the difference between stocks and bonds.
Edgar Morton Smith set out to write a book on bonds versus stocks. And he said he went in with the idea that bonds would be a better investment in times of deflation and stocks would be a better investment in times of inflation. And the first line of his book was to say that he'd been wrong. But he had enough sense to look at his evidence. I think Darwin said if you found evidence that was contrary to what you already believed, write it down in 30 minutes or your mind will just block it out. I mean, people have a great resistance to new evidence. And he said, if a stock yields 4%, the bond yields 4%, which was what he was talking about then, the stock was going to outperform the bonds because there were retained earnings that were building beyond that yield. And that had been true for a long, long time, but nobody paid any attention to it. We don't get rich on our dividends that we receive, although we're happy to receive them. We get rich on the fact that the retained earnings are used to build new earning power, repurchase shares, which increases your ownership in the company. And Berkshire has retained earnings ever since we started. That's the only reason Berkshire's worth a lot more, as we retain earnings. My old boss Ben Graham told me very early on, you get more trouble with a good idea than a bad idea, because the good idea works. I mean, it's a good idea to buy a home, for example, and then people go crazy. The good idea works, and it works, and it works. Stocks work out better than bonds most of the time. And after a while, people forget that there were some other limiting conditions. With Edgar Lawrence Smith's book, it was that when bonds yield the same as stocks, which was the case then, that stocks are going to outperform because they have this retained earnings. So stocks started going up in the 20s, and all of a sudden they were selling at 5 or 6 times the prices as when he bought the book. And the original correct perception on his part had experienced changing conditions, but people just looked. They got their confirmation through stock prices. And people, that's what happens in bull markets. People start out thinking stocks are cheap, and then they start thinking stocks have gone up. And a stock can be a good buy or a bad buy. A bond can be a good buy or a bad buy. It depends on price.
But that leads us to today. I mean, if his premise was that stocks are always going to be a better investment than bonds, that's kind of what you hear today, which we've been hearing for a while, is Tina, there is no alternative, right? You have to buy stocks because bond yields are so low, because interest rates are so low.
Well, if you look at the present situation, we've talked about this before, that you get more for your money in stocks than bonds. That doesn't have to be the case. I mean, but it's usually been the case in America, very usually been the case. And if you buy a 30-year bond today with a yield 2%, you're paying 50 times earnings for an investment where the earnings can't go up for 30 years. Now, if somebody said, I want to sell you a stock that's at 50 times earnings and the earnings can't go up for 30 years, you'd say that doesn't sound very good. Stocks are way better than 30-year bonds. I mean, that's clear. And that's one of the alternatives people have. People really have three basic alternatives: short-term cash, which is an option of doing something later on, long-term bonds or long-term stocks, and stocks are cheaper than bonds.
Stocks and bonds have different benefits and cons for investors. Make sure to do your research and see what kind of investments you're looking for, and based whether you invest in stocks or bonds with what best suits you. Rule number 9, don't rush into investing.
And you don't have to make any decisions. You have to make, nothing is forced upon you. So there are no called strikes in the business. The pitcher just stands there and throws balls at you. And if you're playing real baseball and it's between the knees and the shoulders, you either swing or you get a strike call on you. If you get too many calls on you, you're out. In the securities business, you sit there and they throw U.S. Steel at 25 and they throw General Motors at 68. And you don't have to swing at any of them. They may be wonderful pitches to swing at, but if you don't know enough, you don't have to swing. And you can sit there and watch thousands of pitches, and finally you get one right there where you want it, something that you understand, and then you swing. And
so you might not swing for 6 months.
You might not swing for 2 years.
Isn't that boring?
It would bore most people, and certainly boredom is a problem with most professional money managers. If they try to sit out an inning or two, not only do they get somewhat antsy, but their clients are start yelling, "Swing, you bum!" You know, from the stands, and that's very tough for people to do.
Make sure you take your time to study the market, the ebb and flow of it, so you can invest in the right stocks that best suits your needs. And last but not least, rule number 10, get educated.
Some people are not actually emotionally or psychologically fit to own stocks, but I think there more of them would be if you get educated.
Education is one of the most important things you can do for yourself as an investor. This doesn't always mean taking school courses. This could be YouTube videos, books on investing, and even going to conferences to better understand how to invest and where you can invest. What was your favorite lesson from this video? Let us know in the comments below, and make sure to like and subscribe to check out our latest videos.